Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for odds and ends. Steelers, Giants. Tonight, Steelers favored by 6 last time I looked. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. As it is the day after National Tight Ends Day, we now hand it over to Doran, our resident tight end, for odds and ends.
You ready to go?
Oh, I was born ready.
Monday Night Football. Giants. Steelers. Home at Acrisure Stadium. Let's get this started. Russell Wilson. Second game starting this season. Over under 201.5 passing yards.
Oh, baby. He went 264 last week and barely did jack for the first quarter plus. He's going over that mark. I do think it's more of a running game for the Steelers, but he's going over 201.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think he's around 225. I think it's going to be a little bit opposite. I think that they're going to try to attack the back end of the Giants, get up early, and get a significant lead. And they're going to have to do that through Russell Wilson. They're going to have to do that early. 201.5, easily over for me and Russell Wilson passing yards. Daniel Jones over under 187.5 passing yards.
I do have a feeling that the slow starting Pittsburgh Steelers are going to get off to a fast start. Steelers in the second half have been great. The Giants in the first quarter have been bad. I don't know what to make of it, but I think Russ knocked the rust off last week. I think the Steelers get up early. I think that means Daniel Jones has to throw. He's averaging 206 a game as is. He goes over. But a lot of it is out of necessity. Not that they come out throwing the ball all over the yard, but they're trailing and need to try to claw their way back. Yeah, I think he goes over.
I think he goes under. I think they hold him. I think the defense shows up, especially on the back end. Neighbors will get some catches. I think his like receptions game, it's not on here for odds and ends, but whatever his receptions are, I think it's 5.5. I think he goes over, but it's not significant catches for Malik Neighbors, and Daniel Jones stays under 187.5. Passing yards, Najee Harris, over under 62.5 rushing yards.
I think he's going over the 100-yard mark for the third consecutive game.
Okay.
I think he's running pissed off. I think he wants to prove that he's worth getting big money on the open market. This is the best he's ever looked. Usually he comes into this form at the end of seasons, and even then, I think these have been his two most effective games, in my opinion. As a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think he goes for 3 bills again, Doran. I think he goes over that mark. I think he goes over 100. For Najee Harris.
I don't think he hits 100, but he comes close. Well, close enough. I think he definitely hits the over 62.5. I think he's around 87 yards rushing. Jaylen Warren over under 30.5 rushing yards.
I think he goes under, but I think he's a factor in the passing game. Giants giving up about 5 catches a game to opposing running backs. I think they'll use him that way. He looked at like his old self last week. So I think he'll be a factor. I just don't think running the football.
See, I think that this is where the Steelers as an offense will get over the 100-yard mark. So I do have Jaylen Warren over 30.5 rushing yards and Najee around 87 yards rushing, which would put them over the 100-yard rushing mark as a team. Devin Singletary, who is the running back for the Giants, he was a pretty good running back when he was with the Bills. He's, you know, just okay this year, but his over-under is 30.5 as well. Devin Singletary, 30.5 rushing yards for him.
Oh my God.
I know. It's a weird one. It's a weird one in my opinion.
I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball at all. You know, Daniel Jones has the third most carries on the team. Tyrone Tracy is 53. He's got 50. That's how they want to run it. It makes it tough from a mathematical standpoint, Doran. I don't think they get any traction on the ground. I think combined they go under 60 yards. I think Singletary goes under 30. Bang.
This is a very, it's very enticing. It's a very enticing number for their starting running back. So I'm going to go slightly over. I'm going to go, yeah, I'm going to go slightly over 30.5. Daniel Jones over under 25.5 rushing yards.
It's right about his average on the season. I'm going to go over because they like to use him a lot in the design game, right? Yeah. But I also think, because I think they'll be behind, he's going to use his legs on a couple of scrambles. I'll go over, albeit slightly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he hits that over 25.5. He can. I mean, they'll run him a lot, like you said, designed. Malik Nabers over under 64.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to go over on that. He's a hell of a player.
He's really good.
He's a hell of a talent. Wish the Steelers had a guy like him to play next to George Pickens.
They could have. Brian Thomas Jr., as I was calling throughout the draft.
Mm-hmm.
First round pick.
Which I hated at the time. You know what? Real quick. Because Fautanu hasn't played, you don't have your first round pick and you don't have Brian Thomas Jr. If you had Brian Thomas Jr., he'd be playing.
Yep.
Unless they'd Roman Wilson him, which I don't think they would.
No, first round pick.
Mm-hmm. What was the question? Over under Malik Nabers?
You said over.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to go under. I think he has a lot of receptions, but he doesn't hit that over mark. I think that they're insignificant yards and catches for Malik Nabers tonight. George Pickens over under 59.5 receiving yards.
I think there's going to be a concerted effort to take him out of the game, but when he's singled up, you know Russ is going to find him. He might do it on one catch, Doran. The moon ball. The moon ball. Yeah, he's going over.
I'm with you. I'm with you. George Pickens, he does get his. He does get double teamed, but he does get his throughout the game. Pat Freiermuth over under 29.5 receiving yards.
Over. Don't even have to think.
Yep.
Over.
Yep. Yep.
You paid him. You mm-hmm. want to use him. Justin Fields wasn't as great at being able to use him. I think Russell Wilson knows who to get the ball to, and you get the ball to your high-paid tight end.
I'm with you. Jalen Warren, over under 13.5 receiving yards.
Over,
you like this.
Over.
You like this a lot.
He has not recorded a catch for a touchdown in his entire career, Doran.
Hmm.
I think it changes this week for Jalen Warren. His first receiving touchdown in his NFL career.
Hmm. I'm going to go under for Jalen Warren, but Najee's is at 10.5 receiving yards. I'm going to go over for Najee.
I'm going over on that, too.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Van Jefferson over under 18.5 receiving yards.
Oh. That's a sad state of affairs. Your number two wide receiver, and we're hemming and hawing over 18.5.
I know.
He's got 77 yards on the season. He had 15 last week. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under because Calvin Austin's around the same, 18.5. I think he goes over.
I like that.
Yeah. He went over last week with one catch for like 35 yards, I think-ish. Maybe two catches. I can't remember. I know he dropped one. But I think he goes over 18.5. Darius Slayton, your boy, over under 25.5 receiving yards.
I'll go over. I think they're going to throw it a bunch like I've been saying, and I think he'll get open. Dante Jackson should be good to go, but he's probably not going to be 100%. And I would imagine that Joey Porter Jr. is going to spend a lot of time on Nabers. So I think Slayton will get his. Yeah, I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll go over that too. That's 25.5. That's somewhat low. I still have Daniel Jones under 187.5 passing yards. So he is a factor in that area. George Pickens over under 4.5 receptions.
Over.
5? 6?
What do you have last week? 5? He's just going to go over. I don't need to give you a specific number.
Okay.
Follow the rules here.
Yeah, he goes, man, no, he has 4. He's under. I mean, he has 4 catches. Pat Freiermuth, 2.5 receptions. Over, under. Over?
Over.
3?
Over in the first quarter.
First quarter?
Yeah. I think they're going to do a little bit of the Mount Washington stuff, but with Fry this week.
Okay.
Get him going.
All right.
Maybe hit him on the over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. On the boot.
Yeah.
Instead of
second
going,
level.
Yeah, second level.
Yes, instead of underneath.
How about that?
Yes. I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Yeah, he has 3 catches. TJ Watt, sack?
Oh, he better. He better. I don't want to be the guy that says you need more from TJ Watt because 2 games ago, they had him bottled up, but he forces 2 fumbles and really changes the game. Last week, very quiet. You know what I'd like to see them do? Move them around a little bit more. Yeah. And maybe they rush four all the time. You need to free him up. Blitz a little bit. This is a bad offensive line. They cannot protect Daniel Jones. Certainly didn't last week. I think he does get a sack in this game. I'd like to see them be a little bit more creative here. Maybe we'll see it coming out of the bye.
Me too. Alex Highsmith, does he have a sack? Is there double sacks?
Two sacks?
Two sacks, one per backer?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I think those guys are going to eat. Nom nom.
Russell Wilson, over under two passing touchdowns.
I don't get a hook, huh?
No.
Can I say push?
No.
Under. But really push.
He has two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's what I'm going to throw in here because I think it's going to happen that we haven't seen happen that we've been waiting for it to happen. Follow me there? Haven't seen happen, but waiting for it to happen. That's going to happen.
I'm going to guess something we've been waiting to see happen that hasn't happened. A Minkah Fitzpatrick interception.
Yeah, baby.
You and me.
Got it.
Little Spider-Man me.
Good job. That's
I don't
exactly
think he's
right.
Been bad.
No, he hasn't.
Like he keeps everything where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they gave up a lot more big plays than they have this season. Deshaun Elliott has been the near the line of scrimmage guy. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Because it's been since week 15, 2022. And that's all he did when they traded for him.
Yep.
Look at this.
That's great.
You and me.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Odds and ends. Monday Night Football. Steelers, Giants. Acrisure Stadium. What time's kick? You know, I get messed up. Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night. What time the kicks are? Is Monday night 8:15 or is it 8:20? Is Sunday night 8:20 or is it 8:15? Is Thursday night 8:15 or is it 8:20?
It's 8:15 tonight. I think Sunday night football is 8:20.
And what is Thursday?
Thursday, also 8:15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
On Prime Video.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was good.
Yeah.
Stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the brain going. We should have started with that at 6. I feel like finally my brain's caught up.
Now you're ready to roll.
It's a birthday weekend. Yeah. Texter, did you guys just say they're going to eat their sacks? No, I said they're going to get sacks. Those guys are going to eat.
Eat their sacks.
They're not going to eat their sacks. That would be illegal. They'd probably throw a flag on that.
Yes.
You did say there were two sacks, and that made me giggle. The line was two.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.